Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf, Shir sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Peites. The Gemara throughout the Daf speaks about the idea of a coil, of a rumor that comes out against the Isha, and to what way does it have an effect, and when do we say it does not have an effect. And then the Gemara in Amud Aleph discusses if Mivatlinan Kolo or Loi Mivatlinan Kolo. Could you cancel a rumor or you cannot cancel a rumor? Says the Gemara, that depends on the locations. Besuro and Suro, they were mevatel the koil. But in Arda, they were not mevatel the koil. Depends where it is. Now, as we see in Amud Beis, Arda is the location of Shmuel. Suro, Kayadua, is the location of Rav. What's the pshat in the location of Rav and Suro? You're mevatel the koil. And in Arda, location of Shmuel, you're not mevatel the koil. So the Rosh tells us that in the location of Rav and Suro, many times rumors came out that really were not reliable. And therefore, if you have a rumor, if you have a coil, it's not something that we rely on, and we try to take it away, we try to disqualify this rumor. But in Arda, in the location of Shmuel, there when you had a rumor, there was a basis for the rumor. And therefore, we relied on rumors. And we did not take it away so easily in the location of Shmuel. What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Why in the location of Rav, a coil doesn't really have merit? And the location of Shmuel, there a coil does have merit. Zog the Chasam Sefer and Drosh's Tavor Niflo B'Yoyser. He says the following. Rav was a parush me'olam hazeh completely. He barely spoke anything. He did not speak any Sichas Chulin. The Haoris there in the new Drosh's Chasam Sefer goes on to search where do we find the Rav was so careful, he brings some Mekoymis to it, and on the Maor Mekoymis, on this daf, you could find a little bit of the Mekoymis that he brings. But in any case, the Chasefer learns that Rav was a Parush Minyan Erlam Hazeh, he was a Tzadik V'Kadosh, he never spoke a Sichas Chulin Me'olam. Shmuel, on the other hand, we don't find such a thing. Shmuel was involved in Minyan Erlam Hazeh. So it says the Chasefer, Dov Niflo, Rav was completely removed from Erlam Hazeh. So his people in his location did not have any Rebbe to teach them how to speak a Sichas Chulin. Because Rav never spoke a Sichas Chulin. So for them to learn how to speak a Sichas Chulin, they need to have a Rebbe. They didn't have a Rebbe. So they spoke Sichas Chulin many times. They said Shtosim V'Havalim. They many times made up rumors that were not true. But Shmuel, who's not Parish B'Nyon Olam Hazeh, he was somebody who did speak Sichas Chulin. And he taught his people how to speak a Sichas Chulin. The people in the location of Shmuel, they learn from their Rebbe. You know how to speak Sichas Chulin, this is how you speak. You say only Divrei Emes. You say only Loshen Nikiyo. You say only things that have no Loshen Hara or Avak Loshen Hara. And if in the location of Shmuel, still a rumor comes out, and there's a place where people are so careful with their Dibur and there's still a rumor, that rumor, Yina Mevatel, that rumor has validity. In the place of Rav, which did not have that Rebbe to teach them the Sichas Chulin. So there you can rely on a rumor that comes out and spreads in the street. That's what says the Chasam Sefer, Dov Niflamoit. And I saw that it's brought down about the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim used to speak a lot of Sichas Chulin. Used to speak a lot. People came to him and he shmoozed with them. And the reason was, the Talmidim explained, that the children explained, the Chofetz Chaim wanted to teach the world and show them you could have a geshmak, a conversation. You're able to speak a Sichas Chulin about Inyon Ya'olam and still be very careful not to have any Loshon Hara, any Rechilus, any Sheker, any Chitei HaLoshon. That was what the Chofetz Chaim's mission was. When you have a Rebbe who is involved in Olam Hazeh and he teaches how to act and with the P'ulos and with the forms of Olam Hazeh, so then the Talmidim were able to learn how to act with their own Sichas Chulin, and that's the Maila of Shmuel. That's why the rumor in the location of Shmuel was so valid. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.